Many eyes are fixed upon him. Many have interest in his well-being. His movements are of concern. He cannot disappear unheeded. His name is in many mouths. His name is upon many books. He is a man of note, of promissory note. He fills the speculation of many minds. Men conjecture about him, wonder about him, wonder and conjecture whether he will pay. He is a man of consequence, for many are running after him. His door is thronged with duns. He is inquired after every hour of the day. Judges hear of him and know him. Every meal he swallows, every coat he puts upon his back, every dollar he borrows, appears before the country in some formal document. Compare his notoriety with the obscure lot of the creditor, of the man who has nothing but claims on the world, a landlord or fundholder, or some such disagreeable, hard character. The man who pays his way is unknown in his neighborhood. You ask the milkman at his door, and he cannot tell his name. You ask the butcher where Mr. Payall lives, and he tells you he knows no such name, for it is not in his books. You shall ask the baker, and he will tell you there is no such person in the neighborhood. People that have his money fast in their pockets have no thought of his person or appellation.